Mi-young loved her mother. Mi-young mourned her mother. Mi-young was haunted by her mother. She didn't used to dream much, and when she did, they were often of her victims. But now, it seemed, she dreamed of her mother as well. At night, Gu Yena came to Mi-young. Her skin so pale it seemed translucent. Perhaps that's what happened to Kumiho when they died. They became spectral things that could haunt you.
Amma,
Mi-young said. The innocent title a child gave their mother. The title she hadn't called Yena since she was a toddler. Except for once. Except when Yena lay dying in her arms.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? In death, Yena's voice sounded hollow, distant. A shiver raced down Mi-young's back.
I should have tried harder to save you. How could you when you can't even save yourself?
Yena asked, sorrow tinging her words. They hung thick in the air. More accusation than question.
What do you mean?
Mi-young asked, fear joining the chill that spread over her.
You can't save yourself because you don't even know what trouble you're in.
My sweet girl. My ignorant Sekiya.
The words stung, but Mi-young couldn't dwell on that.
What kind of trouble? Is it because I don't have my Yawu Gusel?
Mi-young had always worried losing her fox speed would have dire consequences. She just didn't know it would involve her mother. Yena's eyes shifted at the mention of Mi-young's bead. A light pulsed, then faded into nothing.
I didn't prepare you enough. No, you did everything you could for me.
And now you must do for yourself.
How?
The chill seeped into her, so deep it took root in her bones.
I wish we had more time.
Yena sighed, and it seemed as if she started to sift away, fading into the dark around her.
Amma!
Mi-young cried out as the cold spread from her spine to take over her limbs. She could barely move them, as if her very blood were freezing.
How will you go on without me?
Yena asked.
How will you survive?
Maybe I won't,
Mi-young said, moments before her body petrified. Before she became stone, so cold she couldn't even release the tears that pooled.
Maybe you won't,
Yena repeated before the world faded to an icy void. Darker than dark, like a vacuum engulfing everything it touched. And when Mi-young awoke, her eyes burned. Not from tears. Her cheeks were dry as bone. When she'd first started having dreams about her mother after her death, she thought they were just that. Dreams. A kind of coping mechanism. A way for Mi-young to mourn. But now she was worried they were more. Now she was worried something was wrong. Ever since she lost her fox speed, she'd felt like she was living in a weird kind of limbo. Not quite human, but not really a Kumiho either. And it seemed that these visits from Yena were becoming more frequent, and her riddles becoming more threatening. They must be connected.